The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas. It was a dark, thick night in Paris when a man entered a door in the Place de Grève. His dark cloak and long sword outlined beneath the cloak plainly revealed an adventurer. And judging from his curling moustaches, his fine and smooth skin, as seen under his sombrero, the gallantry of his adventures was unquestionable. The clock of Saint-Gervais struck 8, and 10 minutes afterwards, a lady, followed by an armed servant, approached and knocked at the same door, which was immediately opened for her. Hardly had she reached the vestibule when the cavalier, whose features we have only roughly sketched, advanced towards her, holding out his hand. "Good day, my dear Madame de Chevreuse," he said. "How do you do, my dear Aramis?" replied the Duchess. Aramis, one of the illustrious four we introduced in the history we entitled The Three Musketeers, led her to an elegantly furnished apartment, on whose high windows were reflected the expiring rays of the setting sun, which filtered through the dark crests of some adjoining firs. They sat down side by side. Neither of them thought of asking for additional light in the room, and they buried themselves thus in the shadow.